All right, Carlos, welcome to the playoffs. Mets and Brewers, I'm sure the champagne has been soaked and cleaned out of your hair now. And as you jump into the playoffs, you've been here before. How different is it once the regular season is over and this new postseason begins?
That sounded really good. You know, welcome to October and playoff. That says it all. You know, like, what a great feeling, what an honor, what a privilege that we get an opportunity to play baseball in October. Like you say, yeah, you know, been here before, not as a manager, but I feel like we've been playing playoff games for months now. You know, our attitude, the way the guys are responding through adversity, keeping it fun, and just keep moving forward and finding ways to get it done. I don't think we are going to approach it any differently. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to embrace it because this is what it's all about, man. We work so hard to get to this point, and we're not going to change who we are, and that's what we'll do.
Jumping into this matchup with Milwaukee, a team that truly just gave you fits all year, how do you do it differently this time around?
We know who they are, you know, and we just play them, and they know who we are. So it's a game of adjustment. The biggest thing for us is we got to make them swing the bat. You know, the free passes, the extra 90 feet, because that's what they do really well. They're gonna run. They're gonna be aggressive. It doesn't matter if they're down, if they're up big. That's who they are as a team. We gotta control that running game. We gotta keep it off the bases. That's the biggest thing. But if they do get on, you know, pitchers got to do a good job of controlling the running game. Give the catchers a chance. Middle infielders, you know, holding runners at second base. They're going to be bunting. That's part of their game, too. So take what they're giving us. If they're giving us an out, we got to take it. We have to execute. We have to play clean defense. We got to keep the double play in order. Outfielders not missing cutoff men. And if we do that, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Like you said, this time of year, it can be tense, the playoffs. What is the different feeling between, oh, this guy throws this and that, and simple strategy versus the pressure is on, like you guys have felt for the last 2 weeks? I mean, how much do you think that experience helps when it is first and third and you have to have maybe face a little bunt defense?
Yeah, like you said, you know, we got experience. We got players that have been in this position before, but we also been playing some really tight games and against a really good team, good atmosphere, playoff type play, games. Yesterday, perfect example. And like I said, guys will be ready. We can be trying to do too much and be something that we're not. We're really good at what we do, and we will continue to do that here.
Facing Freddy Peralta today. We haven't seen him for a while. What does he do so well?
Yeah, fastball. He's a low release fastball that plays up, you know, stays up in the zone. Slider's really good, and he's going to attack, you know. So we got to force him down in the zone, and we got to be ready for his fastball. Try not to chase, and just play our game.
You have Max Kranich on the roster. He hasn't been on the roster all season long. He's been in the minor leagues. So how unique is this, and what do you as a manager have to do to kind of realize how you can use him in the game?
Baseball. Crazy, right? You know, we're talking about a guy that didn't throw a pitch for us in the regular season, and now he is in the playoffs roster. You got to give him credit to player development people, because it wasn't easy for him. He went down. He was hurt at the beginning of the year. And then once we put him in the bullpen, velo went up. The way he was throwing the ball, he added a cutter to his repertoire, and you know, here he is, man. He should be proud of himself, and he's gonna get big outs for us.
And lastly, speaking of proud, here you are sending Luis Severino in game one of the wild card. Did you think you'd be here, and what was your message to him today going out to take the ball?
I just said, man, you're built for this moment. You know, I've seen you do it. I mean, I can't wait to watch you pitch tomorrow. This was last night, and I'm just proud of him because how far he's come, you know, and how hard he has to work to get to this point. And here he is, man. I'm excited to go watch him pitch.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.